Okay, this is part two of eating and drinking on Rosh Hashanah before Tkiyas Shofar, before the end of davening. So just a quick recap last time, and Mir Tzashim will complete the sugya today. We divided up the topic into four time premiums, thank you, into four time intervals. First is eating and drinking before Shachris. Number two is eating and drinking before Musaf. Number three, eating and drinking before Tkiyas Demiyushav. That's the beginning Tkiyas that we have before Musaf. And then eating, drinking between the Tkiyas, in the midst of the Tkiyas, meaning after Tkiyas Demiyushav, but before the Tkiyas Demiyumad. After the Tkiyas at the beginning, once you have a Kiyum of the Delraisa, the midst of Delraisa, but before Musaf, before going through the rest of the Tkiyas. So last time, we went through basically the first three parts. So when it comes to eating or drinking before Shachris, we said that it's prohibited to eat and even to ima, nash, before Shachris, assuming that it's after Alos HaShachar, at least it's within a half an hour of Alos HaShachar. That's a shayla that comes up on fast days. How, unless you wake up, or when you wake up very early, when can you eat in the morning before Shachris if it is very early in the morning? So typically we say if you can eat something substantial, it should be at least started a half hour before Alos. And there are different shitas of Alos. Is it 72 minutes before sunrise? 90 minutes before, based on the horizon, the number of degrees that the sun is below the horizon. So you'd have to start a seuda, a real meal, or a big nash, at least 30 minutes before Alos HaShachar.
This prohibition is similar to Shabbos morning.
This is all year round.
This is unrelated to
that. That's all year round. The first one is all year round when it comes to eating before Shachris. So typically we can't eat unless you wake up incredibly early. You can't eat, you can't nash before Shachris. When it comes to Musaf, that's applicable all days we have Musaf. It would be indeed problematic to have a full meal, but te'ima, nashing, and it's a machlokas, how much, how little, but having some mazonos, having some fruits, etc., would be permitted before Musaf on a normal day. But, for example, when we have lulav and we have other mitzvahs, then we have our third interval is a permitted to eat before doing those mitzvahs. So eating is clearly not permitted before lulav, for example, before Megillah, and also before lulav, Megillah, and also before Tkiyas Shofar. We said last time that the Mishnah Berurah paskins that when it comes to lulav and Megillah, it's only permitted to eat, not have a meal, but to have a nash, a te'ima, have a snack if it's letzorach gadol. If somebody is really not feeling well, then it would be permitted to have a snack before lulav and Megillah. How about when it comes to shofar blowing? Is it permitted to have a snack before the blowing of the shofar? That was our question. So the problem is the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch do not mention any prohibition of eating before Tkiyas Shofar. They don't mention it. They're silent on that. But the Mishnah Berurah and some other Achronim equate it to, and the Magen Avraham brings it as a Tosefta, they equate it to the same parameters as eating before lulav and Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says, just like lulav and Megillah, you can only have a te'ima, a snack. You can't have a meal. And the snack is only letzorach gadol. If there's a real need, you're really not feeling well, somebody's ill. So too, when it comes to Tkiyas Shofar, it's only permitted to have a snack, not to have a meal, but to have a snack if you're not feeling well. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins.
Bring down lulav and Megillah?
Yeah, they bring this. They say it's the same din. And the Magen Avraham brings also. They equate them. So, if you look on page number 6, is a potential solution then interval number 4. How about if we do some of the tekiyas, but not all the tekiyas? We do the tekiyas, the miyushav, the tekiyas, the 30 tekiyas that we do before Musaf. You have a kiyum of the mitzvah midil raisa, and then have a kiddush. Why do it before all the tekiyas, right? Mishnah Berurah says only letzorach gadol. Do 30 tekiyas. You had a kiyum of the mitzvah midil raisa. You have another 70 to go to have a kiyum of the derabanan. Have a break then. have a Kiddush, and then go back and have Musaf and the rest of the Tekiyas. So that's what the Eish Al Avram says to do. Source number 42, the Eish Al Avram from Betoch says as follows, me, where it's underlined, me sheyesh lo chalishus kolshu, somebody who's feeling a little bit ill, not a lot of ill, a little weak even, not even sick, feeling a little out of it, not feeling so up, feeling a little weakened, we can be lenient and he can eat yochal, eat and drink after tekiyas t'miyushav, the first 30 tekiyas that we say before musaf. Why? Even though we have another 70 to do, and that's also a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so how can you eat before it? Our concern when it comes to mitzvahs is not eating, because we may come to get so involved in our eating or so involved in our sleeping. For example, before Kriyat Shema at night, before Mincha, we have to do the mitzvah first, because I may get too involved in eating or drinking. I may forget to come back and to do the mitzvah. He says here, when it comes to that, Mikomakom lo shayach b'em kol kach shicha. If it's not so shayach, if you're for the 70 last blows, you're in shul, everyone's involved, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, we're not that worried that you're going to forget to come back for the other 70. We're going to get back to this point. So it happens to be that the Eish Al Avram is saying here that it's preferable, rather than eating, having a kiddush before all the tekiyas, to have 30 and then take a break, have your kiddush, and then go back to davening. This is a major machlokas of the Achronim. So if we continue here, the problem, somebody mentioned this last time, is how is it possible that you're going to take a break? Once you started, you had a bracha on the tekiyas. That bracha is supposed to continue throughout all 100 tekiyas. When we have a bracha on Bedikas Chametz, we have a bracha before the bedika, and we're not supposed to talk the entire bedika till we're finished. When you put up a mezuzah and you say one bracha and it covers the whole house, you're not supposed to talk until you finish the entire mitzvah, which is putting up all the mezuzahs. So how is it shayach? How is it possible that we would be matir to have a hefsek in the middle to go have a kiddush when we've said a bracha and we haven't finished the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar yet till we get to the 100th? Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows in source number 44, which underlines shlosa yasiach. Once you've started blowing the shofar, lo tatokev lo tzibur. Either the person who's blowing the tzibur, it's page number 6, number 44, in the halachas of tekiyas shofar, you can't speak between any of the tekiyas, between them, amongst them, it doesn't matter. There is no speaking until the end. So we could say easily that apparently once you start tekiyas, you're not allowed to stop. So between having a kiddush, if we're going to have a kiddush before we start all the tekiyas, or in the middle of the tekiyas, before musaf, we've done 30, it's preferable to have the kiddush before all of the tekiyas, because the Torah, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't mention any prohibition there. That's what we would apparently say. So the Chassam Sofer was asked the following shaila. Source number 46, he was asked that there was a shliach tzibur who fit all of the mailas, all of the great things that are ideal when it comes to chazan, when it comes to yamim noraim. He was a talmid chacham, he was a tzaddik, he was grown up, he was mature, he fit all the bells and whistles of what we want from a chazan. There was one problem. He would have seizures if he did not eat. And the doctors diagnosed him and said the problem, why does he have these seizures, is when he doesn't eat, that's when it hits him. And the tzibur asked the following shaila, it's good that he has all these milas, but to have a chazan who's going to have a seizure in the midst of the davening, how is it possible that we can have such a chazan? Now, it happens to be when I was in law school, my first year, all of a sudden in the middle of the class, somebody in the class had a seizure. No one had any clue what was going on, and he started having a seizure right there. And it was very traumatic to see such a thing, because you have no idea what's going on. And it turns out that he was having an epileptic seizure, and that I wouldn't say we got used to it, but it's not something certainly that you want your chazan to have in the midst of musaf. So that was the shaila, saying this is not an appropriate person, because if this happens, that is not good for our davening. So that's what the Chassam Sofer was asked. So the question that Chassam Sofer asked is, can he eat before? Because if he eats before, the seizure won't happen. If he doesn't eat before, it's likely that he's going to have the seizure.
Before would be when? When would it mean?
So the Chassam Sofer responds, and he says, obviously, if it's not proper to speak in front of a king when you're going to have seizures, it's not proper in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Certainly as the designated chazan on behalf of the tzibur, this isn't something that we want to have. The Chassam Sofer paskins as follows. He should, before, early in the morning, lifne heir ayom, before it gets light out, apparently he's talking before Alos HaShachar, half hour before Alos HaShachar, he should have a meal, he should eat. That would be the proper thing, that says the Chassam Sofer. But then he adds on, source number 47, the second paragraph. Kodamor ayom yitam, he should eat something. Vafilu yochal, even have a suda, even wash. Viachazek libolispal, and so he'll be in a good shape so he can daven. But then he adds as follows, im lo, second paragraph, im lo sagile bechach, what if that's not sufficient for him? Meaning, if you're going to do it, Nate's, I don't know, this year, Rosh Hashanah, probably close to 6:30, 6:20 something. So to eat before, all the way before, you're talking in the fours maybe, the late fours, it. Early fives, but depending on the late fours.
Here's
11
o'clock.
So this, and then you get to Musa, so it's many hours later, so it's probably a good 5 hours after he would have eaten. So he says, if that's not enough, yim lo sagile bekach, alai val tzavari. I put it on my shoulders. I'm going to take the issue. I'm going to put it. She kaddish al yain achar tefilas shachar kodem tkiyashuf shofar miyushav. What should he do? This chazan should go out and after shachris, before all of the tkiyas, before tkiyas to miyushav, he should go and have kiddish and he should eat. Afterwards, to have musaf and he'll be in a good shape to daven because he has eaten and he won't have a seizure. So the Chassam Sofer here is paskening, apparently, between when there's a need, and here there's a real need, between having a kiddush before the musa, before all the tekiyas, in the middle he's saying you should have it when? Before all the tekiyas. That's the Chassam Sofer. Before all the tekiyas, we have the halach and shulchan aruch, it's a hefsek, you can't have a hefsek when you've said the bracha, you can't do it in the midst of the tekiyas, so have it before when there's a real need. There's a Mata Ephraim, he says a similar thing. He says source number 49, where it's underlined, asur lecho kodem tekiyas shofar. It's prohibited after the tekiyah shofar. Before the tekiyah shofar, you can umisha libo chalash. However, if you're not well, if you're feeling weak, and if you're not able to concentrate, you can have a te'ima, you can have it before all the tekiyahs. But he says, he adds on, it should be betzina. You shouldn't have come out with a big kiddush outside. Mibnei hamonam shalo yakilu yosu. Because everyone's going to see it. They see you're having a kiddush, so everyone's going to be meikel. So I mentioned... we'll get there. Mordechai. Piece by piece. So it happens to be that when I was got married, and I used to daven in the Young Israel of Riverdale. The Young Israel of Riverdale, in Riverdale, in New York, so that's where my in-laws daven, so Rabbi Willinger. So they used to start, I don't know what time, and they used to go long davening after Chatzos. So I was very makbid to have a kiddush because I didn't want to be fasting. And that's a related sugya, but a little bit different. So I mentioned at the end of last time that what I would do is I would go, and when I would have in a back room, I'd have kiddush and have a mezonos. But I was very careful to do betzina. Like I'd run out, not miss the haftarah, not during laning when they were having a misha berch, meet my wife in the back there, no one around hopefully, and we'd hide the bottle beforehand, have a kiddush, have a mezonos. And quickly then I'd run back in. After Allah Mechi and go back in. Because he says, Matar Frem says, Bitsina. Don't make a big statement if you're having a Kiddush. Okay, so let's continue.
Is this whole Chassam Sofer's opinion, whatever, is this in the case where there is no other person who meets the same criteria as the person who has this seizure issue? In other words, is the halacha saying that we can take such a person who has this medical issue if there's no one else, or should we first seek to get someone else who doesn't have
this? Very good. That's a very good shayla. It's a very good shayla. Good. Is it limited? Very good shayla. Okay, good. Hold the question. So we have good questions. I think we would also say, because he was the person who always davened, he also has somewhat of a chazaka. So it could be, if we'd say, if we're choosing between people all else equal, maybe we should choose the person that doesn't have the issue. But things are not never all else equal.
The Mishnah Berurah specifies that if a person has been a shvetz when yom naroyim,
he has the chazaka, he has the right to continue. Okay, now...
I think that the reason is why to... Musav is because
certain mitzvahs you don't want to forget to do them in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
But for example, Nasei Moshe, for the rhymes, Shuruk Ledegeshim. They do that specifically at Musaf, because everyone will be there.
Good.
So therefore, I can't, even if I eat, the whole, everyone's going to be there for Musaf anyway.
Good. So you're saying, why do we have the concern you're going to forget?
That's right.
Hold the Shaila, David. We're going to get there. Okay, let's continue. So in the times of Rabbi Akiva Eger, in 1831, there was a cholera outbreak. What's cholera? I had to do a little bit of research. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to know so much about these things nowadays. In the time of Rabbi Akiva Eger, 1831, there was a big outbreak, and cholera is an infection, bacteria that's brought on by eating unclean foods, and it brings on the severity of the diarrhea and vomiting, can lead to rapid dehydration and electrolyte imbalance and death in some cases. Okay, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have ways to treat these things, but in that time there was no penicillin, there was nothing of that nature. Even nowadays, it says here that 2 years ago, worldwide, it affects 3.5 million people and causes 100,000 to 130,000 deaths a year, even nowadays, even today. Now, we're not talking about in the United States, we're talking about some of the less developed countries, but it's a very serious illness. So in that year, 1831, there was a cholera outbreak, and Rabbi Akiva Eger was in Hungary, and he was asked, what can we do when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, because people are fasting? Can people eat earlier, or do they have to fast all day? And one of the most important things when it comes to cholera is drinking. You have to keep yourself hydrated. So Rabbi Akiva Eger and his Beit Din paskin as follows. Source number 50. Elu hamargishim chulsha. Where it's underlined. Those who are not feeling well. They're feeling not well, but not sick with cholera. Take if these are people that are in shul. Right? People are in shul. They're not feeling great. Take if achat kia shofar yasu kiddush v'yochlu immediately after Tekiah Shofar. This isn't talking about the 100th Tekiah. This is talking about after the 30th Tekiah. After Tekiah the Miyushav, at the 30th, before Musaf, they should make Kiddush v'yochlu and they should eat. He doesn't say Toam, Yochlu, they should eat. Vavshu Hefsek ben Tekiah the Miyushav le'Miyumar, even though it's a Hefsek, between 30 and 31, between the beginning Tekiah and the Musaf Tekiah, he takeh v'chashachris chal chovas Kiddush, right after Shachris, you have an obligation to say Kiddush. Bizeiyev shalah soso el b'makom suda. And there's a din that when you have Kiddush, it has to be b'makom suda. You have to have a suda afterwards. Bekodem tkiyah shofar rak ti'ima be'alma mutar. And before tkiyah shofar, you can only have a ti'ima. You can't have a suda. You can't have a suda, right? So he's saying, v'lachein rak bekoshi rav ef shalah sos Kiddush b'makom suda. Therefore, it's very difficult to have a Kiddush b'makom su'uda before the Kiyas. We don't understand what he's saying yet. What's important for us, and we'll explain in a little bit, what he's saying most important for us is, when do you have to have your Kiddush if there's a need? And what, after the 30th Tekiah. After Tekiah Miyushav is when you have Kiddush. And we're not talking about ill people. We're talking about people who were around ill people, people who are feeling a little bit weak. But these aren't the people that had cholera. So the tshuva of Lahora Nasan says, so do we have a machlokis now, to get to your question, Ari, do we have a machlokis between the Chassam Sofer, who in talking about the Chazan says, when should the Chazan eat? Before Musa, before all of the Tekiahs, he said the Chazan, if he's going to have a seizure, he should have Kiddush right after Shachris. And here we have Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says, talking about the cholera outbreak, that everyone should have the first 30 Tekiahs, and after the Tekiahs Miyushav, they should go and have Kiddush. Do we have a machlokis? So he says, no. There are two major chilukim, and the first one is the most important for us, but we'll try to go through both. There are two major chilukim between them. What are they? When it comes to the chazan, he says as follows, chazan is davening musaf for everyone. What's our option? For the chazan, can we tell him, okay, stay for the first 30 tkiyas, and then go out and make Kiddush and eat something? That's a major Tircha de Tzibura. He's the Chazan. Everyone else is supposed to wait for him while he goes. He first hears the first 30 Tzikis. We have no option. He obviously, because of Tircha de Tzibura, he has to eat before the Tzikis. We have no choice in that. So right after Shachris, he should go out and eat. When it comes to the cholera outbreak, we're talking about the whole Tzibur. There, Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's the whole Tzibur together. Let them first have the tekiyas, 30 tekiyas, have a kiyum of the mitzvah, and then let them go out and have their kiddush. So that's a chiluk in the is it the tzibur? Is it the yachid who's the chazan, or is it the tzibur? Another chiluk, a little bit more difficult, that Lahor Asnasan brings is as follows. Source number 53. Nidon Achsam Sofer, at the end of page number 7. Nidon Achsam Sofer, who bechola shahaya tzorech lechol tzorcho. The Achsam Sofer is talking about the chazin who had to eat a lot, or else he's going to have a seizure. When is the best time to eat a lot? The best time to eat a lot, once you've started the tekiyas, you can't have a whole su'uda. That's a real hefsek. That's not just going out and having a little bit of a te'ima. To say, okay, you can go out and have a whole su'uda in the midst, he says, that we're not going to be matir. But when it comes to the whole tzibur and the cholera outbreak, he says, we're not going to permit them to have a whole su'uda beforehand, before the tekiyas, because they're healthy people generally. We're just concerned that they may get sick, they're feeling a little weak. So we have to have them have the tekiyas first, tekiyas to the yusha first, and then let them go out and eat afterward. Now, the Horas Nasan says, if you look at the Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says that as follows. Once you had shachris, you have a chiyuv of kiddush. You have to have kiddush. Once you had shachris. But how can we let them have kiddush? You need to have kiddush b'makam su'uda. And it's very difficult to have the kiddush b'makam su'uda, to have a su'uda before the tekiyas. What's he saying here? So Lahoras Nasan explains beautifully. He says, source number 54, Dehare, it's about four lines down where it's underlined. Dehare, te'ima ba'alma shari v'ayinu ad kibetza pas. Even before the tekiyas, he says, it's mutter to have a te'ima. Even before the tekiyas, and what's a te'ima? Up until a beitza of bread, you can have before the tekiyas. The ilu yedei kiddush b'makam su'uda yotze af b'kisayis pas. And in order to have a mitzvah, to have kiddush before the tekiyas, kiddush b'makam su'uda, how much do you have to eat? You have to have a kisayis of pas. This is another shir. Do you really need bread, or can you have mezonos, or can you have wine, or whatever? So we have two shirim here. In order to have a kiyum of the kiddush b'makam su'uda, how much do you have to have? A kazayas of pas. In order to have an achila, a full achila, that is a beitza. So he says, this is going to be very difficult for people. In order to get it right, to permit them to have kiddush before all the tekiyas, and also to be not eat too much, but have enough to eat, they have to eat at least a kabetza, at least a kazayas, to have a kiyum of kiddush from makam suda, but they're not allowed to exceed a beitza of pas, because then you ate too much and you're over the isra of eating before tekiyas. A lot of people are going to make mistakes. A lot of people will make mistakes on getting the shear exactly right, especially when Rabbi Akiva Eger is permitting the old seabor. So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger says, because she is very difficult to permit people to have a kiddush before the tekiyas, because they're going to make mistakes in how much should they eat and not eat. So that was a very nice explanation of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Nonetheless, relevant for us, we see it's a discussion in the Achronim, when is it preferable? If we're going to have a kiddush, someone's not feeling well, is it preferable to have it before the tekiyas, or to take a break? And apparently, in violation of the Shulchan Aruch, that said to not have a hefsek, right? It said to not have a hefsek between the once you've started the tekiyas. So we see it's a machlokis there. Now the Ma'oras Nason says, so we see that it's not ideal to have a kiddush. So what does everyone rely on? We see that it's very common in the yeshivas and the shuls that people go, and in the midst of the davening, before the tekiyas, we go out and have a kiddush. And the Stechemet said the same things. He says, look at all these Ashkenazim. All the Ashkenazim, they're going out, and the Sfaradim, we were historically more machmir about this, and the Ashkenazim, they're going out and having kiddushes before the tekiyas shofar. And then he brings that there's a shut hadar, that the tzaddik, Moreno Rabbeinu Shimshon, he himself would have somebody say kiddush, and they have to have tea, etc. And based on that, we see that people are not makbid about this. So what is the basis that everyone in shul goes out and has kiddush, even though the Mishnah Berurah paskins only let tzorech gadol is it permitted to eat before tekiyas shofar? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on this, and the Tzitz Eliezer brings, and Rav Sternbach also has a tshuva on this, and they bring two svaras why it is permitted to have a kiddush, even not letzorach gadol. Possibly, even not letzorach gadol. So if you look in source number 59, page number 9, source number 59, we brought a Shulchan Aruch that discussed, is it permitted to eat before taking the lulav? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's prohibited le'echol. It's prohibited to eat. And the Magen Avram said, eating is prohibited. That means a su'uda. But te'ima, nashing, having, for example, not a too much mezonos, having fruit, etc., would be mutter, lechatchila, based on that Shulchan Aruch. So based on that, some achronim say that as long as when one goes out, he's having a snack, he's not having a full su'udah, you're not washing and having a 10-course meal, but you're having something appropriate, it would be mutter, even not letzorach gadol. So if you look, the Moadim was maning by Rav Sternbach, he says as follows, the Imkiya Mishnah Brura Machmir, source number 61, second paragraph down. V'imkiya Mishnah Brura Machmir, shalol letzorach gadol, litam kodim netilas lulav. Because the Mishnah Brura says, when it comes to lulav, you can only have a ti'ima, not a su'udah, ti'ima letzorach gadol. So he's machmir when it comes to lulav. Kevan dimedina asu li'sanas ada harchatzos b'Rosh Hashanah v'itzorach. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Avram, when does the davening here ends? Musaf? So after chatzos or close?
Could be
chatzos, could be after, until you would get home. Because it could be after chatzos and other shuls go till 2, 3 o'clock, that is considered a tzorech, because you'd be fasting otherwise. So apparently you would be saying, even according to the Mishnah Brura, it would be matir to have a kiddush, not a full su'udah, but a kiddush, because that's considered letzorech gadol. It's only a te'ima, it's not a full meal. So that's for a number one, to be matir.
That's across the board, that's across for everyone. Otherwise, is it understood that once chatzos has passed, that everyone then has that tzorech gadol?
It depends the shita. It depends the shita.
You met your wife, you know, and you made kiddush.
But there are shitas that say that you can fast even after chatzos on Rosh Hashanah. So it depends the shita there. But
you always drink before the davening water.
To get out of the tzom. To get out of the tzom. Yeah, absolutely. You can always drink water. Whatever I'm saying is drink water. If the problem is the tzom, then drink in the morning. You can drink water. Okay, so that was concern number, svara number one, says the Moadim Uzmanim, that it's only a te'ima, and te'ima is mutter regardless. And this would be a tletzorach if the davening is going to go too long. Svara number two, we said, why are the poskim machmir that we don't even have a te'ima, we don't have a meal before, for example, lulav, and before megillah? And also we said the same thing by Kriyat Shema in Arvis, that you should daven Kriyat Shema at night and you should daven Marvin. The same thing by Mincha, don't have a suuda before and don't go to the barber beforehand, because we're concerned once you start an activity, you sit on a basting, you go to sleep, you may not get up, you may miss the boat. So David was saying before, does that really apply, that concern that you're going to forget to do the mitzvah when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar? Hatkiyos, source number 62, I don't have an underline, it says Hatkiyos nasi b'mishutav kol atzibur b'yachad. The Tkiyos, that's not each individual that's going, oh, I have to daven mincha, I have to say Kriyat Shema. Tkiyos is one person, you have a bal tokeya that is blowing for everyone. Everyone as a tzibur is doing it together. We don't really have this concern, somebody's going to forget. I'm going to forget because I went out to Kiddush, so I'm going to forget. This is a mitzvah that everyone does together. Source number 63, where it's underlined, Kevan shiyodeya sharabim lo yechakulo. Every individual knows that this is being done as the tzibur, and they are not going to wait for me. If the gabbai gets up and says, 10-minute break, and then we're starting, somebody's not going to go away for an hour, because he's going to be looking at his clock saying, Tkiyas a shofar, I can't miss that. So some achronim say this concern that we typically see by lulav, by megillah, by kriya shema, by mincha, that we don't do activities when it comes to the time of doing those mitzvahs, that is inapplicable when it comes to kiyas shofar, because we have the tzibur in each individual. Now it happens to be that I was davening in an Eitz Minyan in Los Angeles, Rosh Hashanah, and we all came back. It wasn't that big a minyan, and everyone's turning around and says, where's Yankel? Wasn't Yankel, who I'm not going to mention. It was one of the prominent members of the Los Angeles community, and he didn't show up. So we're looking around for Yankel. It's time. Time to, for Tzkiya Shofar, is he for the Kiddush? It turns out he went to the mikvah. And he's not showing up, and we're waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We're saying, no. It's a tircha de tzibura. It's a real tircha. So we actually went forward, and it actually, after looking at the sugya, when you have it's a tircha to tzibur, many poskim say it's usur to wait for somebody. You can't wait. We can't, unless you, everyone gets consents that, okay, we'll agree. But otherwise, you're not allowed to wait for it. It's a tircha to tzibur, so we shouldn't have waited at all. It's time to go. The tzibur is waiting. We have a mitzvah in front of us. Let's go. So there, we see an example of someone who, despite the fact that he should have felt the pressure, he went to mikvah and he took his time, and he missed the mitzvah because of that. Even though we must have waited a good 15 minutes for him, and still he didn't come back on time. Okay, so just to conclude, in discussing the sugya of having food, eating a kiddush before tkiya shofar, we said that we're going to divide it into four time periods. Number one, before shachris. Number two, before musaf. Number three, before tkiya shofar. And number four is in the middle of the tekiyas, after the tekiyas to miyushav, after the first 30, but before the next 70. So we said that when it comes to eating shachris, and before shachris, unless somebody's going to eat very early in the morning, it would be prohibited to have any food. We had a discussion of certain types of drinks, tea, coffee, are you allowed to add sugar, etc. We had that whole discussion last week. But eating would be prohibited. When it comes to eating before musaf, on a typical musaf day, ti'ima, not having a full meal, but having something, and that's the machlokas, how much? Can you have unlimited mizonos up until you get full, or just some mizonos, etc.? That's the machlokas that we can cover a different time. But before musaf, something is permitted, the tima mizonos, even a little bit bread would be permitted. But the problem is, Rosh Hashanah, we have the tekiyas. Now the Rambam, we mentioned Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch don't mention a prohibition, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's just like Lulav, and it's just like Megillah, that we can only have even a Te'ima, Litzorach Gadol. So only on Rosh Hashanah, if it's Litzorach Gadol, we're permitted to have Kiddush and a snack before. And if it's not Litzorach Gadol, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can't have it. Then we went through the Sugya. How about after some of the Tekiyah? So many poskim say, no, that's even worse. Because there, Mefurs, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can't have a hefsek. So that would be a hefsek having a kiddush. So if your choice between before the tekiyas and after the tekiyas, we saw it's a machlokas, but many poskim say it's before the tekiyas. Mishnah Berurah says only Letzorach Gadol. Nonetheless, we see that many places are makel, and two major svaras are brought down, maybe even three. Svara number one is Te'ima may indeed be mutter based on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm talking about lulav te'ima, not a suda, but te'ima, even not Litzorach Gadol, some poskim say. As long as it's not a snack, it would be mutter, number one. Number two, the concern of tikkupo go mitzvahs, like David said, that I'm going to get too involved in my activity, I'm going to forget the mitzvah. That is not relevant when it comes to a mitzvah on the tzibur, like tkiyas shofar. Everyone is going to know that they have to be there on time. They're not going to... But the difference, a big chiluk is everyone has their own lulav. Here we're yotzei because of Tapal Tokea.
But he'll be there. He's going to be there to say hello.
But everyone could say there. You can say, I guess you could say you can do the lulav, the tkiyas shofar on yourself. But here, I think it's very much more a tzibur-dik mitzvah than the lulav. So number one would be because it's only te'ima, so we'd say mutter. Number two is that you're going to get too involved in the mitzvah, we're not concerned about it. And some possibly say, even if you would go home, you're going to come back. But certainly if you have the kiddush in the shul, we don't have that concern. They give a clap and say time to go back in. And in particular, if the davening is going to go after chatzos, according to the shitas that say you're not supposed to be fasting, or there's an isser to be fasting, even on Rosh Hashanah, indeed we would have another reason to have a kiddush. But there Avram gave the good solution, just to have water in the morning so you're not fasting anymore. So there, that's one of the weaker of the
most
solutions.
Most shitas, they do have a kiddush.
Most, yeah.
Because it's too long.
Davening is so long. I would say Avram then.
It's a combination of the Tzorach Gadol.
I think it becomes a Tzorach Gadol.
It's not a real fast, but it's.
I think it becomes a Tzorach Gadol. If it's going to go too long, people aren't able to focus on the davening, then it's at least the Tzorach, if not the Tzorach Gadol.
No, they try to be marked on the Kizayis, between the Kizayis and the Bezah.
That's interesting.